Well, tell me about this. What advantage? And you're in Colombia.
Yes.
And you have this huge advantage with pricing in Colombia as opposed to the U.S. Talk a little bit about that, where your projects are at and the advantage that you have.
That is correct. We're producing out of two fields in Colombia. And what is unique about Colombia, I believe, is a special situation, is that there is a big gap right now between supply and demand. Colombia has produced gas pretty much from two fields up north, Colombia, called Chuchupa and Ballena. And after 20 years, it's a natural decline. Nothing wrong there. It's the nature of the business.
Right.
And demand continued to grow, and supply is declining.
Right.
And the only two fields onshore, new discoveries and production that is coming and helping to mitigate this gap between supply and demand is coming from NG Energy.
George Fonseca, NG Energy. Good afternoon to you, my
good
friend.
Afternoon.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, what's interesting about you, you're one of the few, if not only, oil and natural gas companies here at the 26th Symposium.
I understand we're the only one.
You're the only one, which is disappointing in a sense because it's such a great space, but it's great for you because you get all these investors to yourself that
Absolutely.
Want exposure to oil and natural gas.
We're being very spoiled.
Yeah. Well, tell me about this. What advantage? And you're in Colombia.
Yes.
And you have this huge advantage with pricing in Colombia as opposed to the U.S. Talk a little bit about that, where your projects are at and the advantage that you have.
That is correct. We're producing out of two fields in Colombia. And what is unique about Colombia, I believe, is a special situation, is that there is a big gap right now between supply and demand. Colombia has produced gas pretty much from two fields up north, Colombia, called Chuchupa and Ballena. And after 20 years, it's a natural decline. Nothing wrong there. It's the nature of the business.
Right.
And demand continued to grow, and supply is declining.
Right.
And the only two fields onshore, new discoveries and production that is coming and helping to mitigate this gap between supply and demand is coming from NG Energy. We have two blocks, one called Maria Conchita up north in La Guajira, that is going to produce up to 30 million cubic feet of gas a day, and another field on the northwest part of the country called Sinu-9. Sinu-9 is the crown jewel, and that field could produce up to 200 million cubic feet of gas a day.
That's a lot of gas.
So between the two of them, we expect to cover around 30% of the demand of Colombia.
So why Colombia and why now? They just had a big election and very pro natural resources.
That is correct.
Right?
That
but
is
tell
correct.
Me about that. Is that why Colombia and why now? Just because of the new
Well, that's
new
that's another thing.
Right.
You know, that's also, I will say, we're going to have a less challenging environment. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have a new government, more pro-business, more pro-industry.
Which has really happened over all of Latin America, South America.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. That is correct. You know, and for Colombia, that's going to be a big change. We're expecting to have new rounds. We're expecting to have a government that is more, that is going to relax. The main challenge in Colombia is believe it or not, is the handling of the local governments.
Right.
You know, we have like 50 governments within one country.
Right.
And how to coordinate that and how to impose common goals for me is going to be the biggest contribution of this new government. You know, we're going to have central ruling and probably have more control over even, you know, how to transport goods from one state to another in Colombia is a challenge.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's streamlined now or better now because of the new administration.
Absolutely.
Correct? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So talk to me too, is you got the Colombia play or the assets in Colombia, but you're also, you have proximity to Venezuela now, and that's open for business, correct? And tell me about that and how you're positioned for that.
That is correct, Andy. I was born in Venezuela. I left the country.
You're Venezuelan?
Yes, I am. I left the country many years ago for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And since the 3rd of January, I have visited the country 6 times.
That's great.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's fantastic to go back home.
Sure.
It's fantastic to think that we can contribute. Venezuela is a country that needs a lot of help. Mm-hmm. The industry mm-hmm. needs to change, needs a lot of investments. Mm-hmm. You know, I have had the opportunity to visit fields. Mm-hmm. And it's not, this is not a PowerPoint, this is not something that I've read, this is something that I've seen with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen fields that right. used to produce 40,000, 50,000 barrels a day,
yeah.
completely dismantled.
They're shut down.
No, yeah. not even shut down, dismantled.
Right.
You know, they remove the pieces, you know,
right.
they remove the pipelines.
Right, for scrap.
Scrap.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, you know, yeah. and that is the opportunity.
And you're positioned to take advantage of that and make it produce again.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How are you going to do that?
Well, first of all, we are operators in Colombia.
You are, yep.
So we know how to handle communities. We have a fantastic team mm-hmm. Of Venezuelans and Colombians.
Yeah.
We have the talent.
Yeah.
We have the people. We have the investors. We have the money.
Yeah.
And we have the will.
Yeah.
And I also want to say, and not in an arrogant way, I am Venezuelan, so
know the people.
I know the people, and I know the country, and for a small company like ours, this is once in a lifetime opportunity, Andy.
Right.
You know, Venezuela in the 90s was only open for the big players. You know, for the ExxonMobils, for
right.
the BPs, for the Shells.
But they don't even want it now. Correct me if I'm wrong. They want it like kind of like companies like yourself.
Well, but that is why for us.
It's huge. Yeah.
It's a game changer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And by the way, and for our investors too. You
right.
know, if you really wanna capture, you know, the upside of Venezuela,
right,
you know, in our company, you know, the valuation, the multiple times, you know, it's gonna be massive, huge.
Okay, so tell me about that. What's your current market cap? And it's only Colombian.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, but what's your current market cap and how much cash are you generating on an annual basis?
Yep. We are a Canadian company that mm-hmm. trades at the Toronto Stock Exchange.
Yep.
We recently moved from being a project into a company. For me, the difference is, you know, now we're generating positive cash flow.
Right.
We are producing, our goal by the end of the year is to generate $10 million of free cash flow every month.
That's great.
It is.
Yeah,
it's, you know, it's going to be a money printing machine.
I'm not
know?
Laughing at you. I'm just laughing. Wow, that's amazing.
It yeah, is. Yeah, it yeah. is. You know, it's you know, we are producing gas in Colombia that costs around less than $3, and we're selling gas between 12 and 14.
Right.
And we're selling
so
gas.
Y'all, you got to really understand that the spread there that they're getting in Colombia, it's not, when I look at natural gas prices here in the U.S., it's not $3. You're getting it for between 10 and 12.
That is correct.
Right.
That will be the equivalent.
Right.
And by the way, we're selling gas to the best off-takers in the country.
Right.
All of them investment grade. They pay us in U.S. dollars.
So where do
you
ship it?
And we're signing 3 to 5 years off-take agreements. So, you know, we like steady cash flows.
Right.
And we're going to use this steady cash flow not just to build a company, but also to build a platform.
Right.
And with that platform,
with
we're going to be able to go exactly.
To, yeah.
No, and to go into Venezuela.
Right.
And to any other projects also in Colombia.
Wow. Okay, so you're going to get that more or less. You're going to get Venezuela for free almost if I buy your company, because then you're going to go into Venezuela and develop it. Correct.
I'm not going to say for free because
right.
you know there's going to be a lot of capex and tiers and
sure.
you know, in Venezuela, the risk below the ground
yeah.
is almost zero. There's no doubt that
right.
there's oil. There's
right.
no doubt that we have the reserves.
Right.
The problem and the risk is above the ground.
Right.
How are we going to navigate those waters, I believe, is with a lot of understanding, knowledge of the country,
yeah.
with a fantastic team of Colombians and Venezuelans working together.
Right.
using our established position in Colombia. Listen, one of the challenges, for example, in Venezuela is going to be logistics.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be a lot of imports of equipment. But then the terminals, the ports, are going to collapse.
Yeah.
You know, so, but then, you know, we can use Colombia as a way into Venezuela.
Right.
You know, we can import many equipments, different equipments, from Cartagena, Barranquilla, and then get into Venezuela by truck.
Right.
That's an advantage.
Right.
By the way, we have shared this with the authorities in both countries and all of them.
And they need it.
And they need it.
And they need it, yeah. Well, sounds exciting and very promising. Welcome here to the conference. Welcome you. I hope
I hope this is the first, but not the last.
Right, right. George, if people want to do business with you, if they want to start doing more due diligence, how do they find you? What's your website?
NGEnergy.com.
Put in the show notes both on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify podcasts.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. George, have you on anytime. Thank you for the chat.
Thank you.
You bet.
Pleasure.
My pleasure.